Justin Wong. It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
There is only less than 1 week until the United States' most contentious presidential election in decades conclude. Facing an unprecedented health crisis and increasingly stark political divisions, I talked to three young American voters on how they voted and why they voted that way. I first talked to Catherine Thompson, who lives in the swing state of North Carolina and voted for former Vice President Joe Biden. I asked her why she made that decision.
Well, I think that for sure we have a huge problem, impending problem within the next 10, 20 years with climate change. And Donald Trump has repeatedly not acknowledged that this is an issue, even in debates. The presidential debates, when asked about climate change, he was like, I love the environment and I want us to have clean water, but like doesn't say anything about policy changes or switching over to any kind of clean energy. And I think that is something that another 4 years of Donald Trump could be, could really hurt our future as a country and as a world, as planet Earth. The United States, we create a lot of carbon emissions, and switching over to a more sustainable energy is something that I think is really important and will affect us greatly in the future. But also more immediate concerns with the coronavirus. I think what's really important about Donald Trump's stance on the coronavirus is that not only has he not created any policy decisions that would help people with the coronavirus, like we have only had, there's one stimulus check in the past, since March, since the coronavirus happened. So that was $1,200. That is not enough to live on. There are service workers that have to go to work, have to put themselves in danger every day in restaurants, not just restaurants, but other kind of retail jobs. And they really don't have a choice because they can't get money, like the government isn't helping at all. But Donald, aside from those policy things that he hasn't really helped facilitate, you also have the fact that he's just a horrible role model, and he legitimizes just careless behavior. Like his example of his careless actions, which led to him getting the coronavirus, whether it be by not wearing a mask or holding mass gatherings, legitimizes those actions for other people throughout the United States. So a lot of people who might, if they had someone, if the leader of our world, our free world, you know, of America, were someone like Joe Biden, who wears a mask everywhere, adheres to social distancing guidelines, then it would delegitimize the actions of people who are endangering other people by like not wearing masks, by organizing in very large groups without social distancing. So I think that he's also, aside from COVID, has legitimized racism, has legitimized xenophobia, calling the coronavirus the China plague or the China flu. Like these are things that were not accessible by a person of that political power, and now have become legitimized not just for people in places of power, but also for everyday Americans in their everyday life, saying the Chinese flu is now okay.
Next, we have Lindsay Alpo from the state of Massachusetts. She also voted for Joe Biden in the presidential election, but initially voted for Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders in the Democratic primary. I began by asking her that despite supporting Bernie Sanders, does she think Joe Biden is a valuable candidate?
I was pretty disappointed by the results of the primary. I wish I could say I was surprised. I was not. I think a lot of people made a calculated decision to vote for Joe Biden in face of who they thought was the best candidate to go against Trump. And I think a lot of people felt that he had the most name recognition, that he had the most legitimacy and weren't as willing to either risk it or experiment. Whereas I think a lot more people my age were more excited in experimenting, and I don't know many people my age who were excited for Joe Biden.
What about Warren? She's your state senator, after all.
So I like Elizabeth Warren. I think she is a good candidate. I think Bernie Sanders had more integrity, and that was why I was more drawn towards him. And I think Warren tried very hard to walk the line in between being progressive in the United States versus appealing to more centrist players. And I think in the end, trying to walk a line in between just didn't really get her anywhere.
What is the number one reason that pushed you to vote for the Democratic Party, regardless of who's being nominated for president?
I'm actually registered as an independent, so I'm not necessarily tied with a very strong loyalty to the Democratic Party. I'm very interested in thinking critically when it comes to...
But in this like sort of election, what made you vote for the Democratic Party instead of the Republican Party?
Yeah, I'm not that excited about either candidate, but I do think that things have gotten so bad in the United States the last 4 years and have really accelerated a lot of awful things that were either here and were easy to ignore and brought them into the open, or have made things worse in a really unimaginable way that makes it just hard and unexciting. And I think that the idea that there's any way that that can be reformed is really exciting. And I do hope that there's a way that with Joe Biden in office, even though I have much more progressive beliefs than him, I hope that there are people he will listen to that will then ultimately allow for those things to maybe put somewhat into motion.
When you say reform, you hope Joe Biden could achieve some reforms. In what sort of way?
I personally am hoping for immigration reform, because I think one of the first things that happened during the Trump presidency that I still just am revolted by and think about often was the immigration ban and the travel bans that happened. I think immigration reform in the United States is long overdue, and there needs to be more honest conversation about it. And I'm hoping that Joe Biden, at least, you know, within the spectrum of what immigration policy looks like in the United States, I hope that he will end the detention facilities on the border that I find really abhorrent.
If Donald Trump wins this election, what do you think America will look like for the next 4 years?
That's not a particularly exciting question. I think COVID is not going to get better anytime soon. I was thinking right before we hopped on this call how different our situations are in terms of COVID-19, where the U.S. has always been in a state of limbo and there have been phases of lockdown and not lockdown, but it's really never gone away as if that was. In Australia or New Zealand, it sounds like you guys have it mostly under control and can go and carry on in your lives. I think that there will be growing economic disparity in ways that people will not necessarily pay attention to. I'm worried about the state of healthcare. There's going to be a Supreme Court case where they're hearing about Obamacare very soon, and I'm not excited to see how I believe Trump will try and gradually erode that as a concept. Not excited for the increase in...
Finally, I talked to Joshua Kim, who is based in California. Unlike Catherine and Lindsay, he is supporting President Donald Trump for re-election and the Republican Party. And I began by asking him why. What are your reasons for voting for Donald Trump?
So the two reasons. The first is that President Trump is a very big supporter of conservative social values, which I'm a big fan of. And so he's very pro-life, and he's also put a conservative justice on the Supreme Court recently, which I really do like. And the second is I identify as a Republican, and currently there is two factions of the Republican Party, the more neoliberal, the pro-war tax-cutting side, and then President Trump and his more populist side, and I really like to see the Republican Party go in the more populist direction of President Trump.
Why do you think the Republican Party should be more populist?
Because if you look at the polling, party platforms or policies such as tax cutting and being pro-war, they're not really popular among American people. And I think that if the Republican Party keeps that old position, that it probably can't win an election ever again. And so I really like the populist side that's supporting policies that are broadly popular among the American people.
Let's talk about President Trump's coronavirus response. Now, 200,000 Americans are now dead because of COVID-19. And frankly, that's one of the highest numbers in the whole wide world. And what do you make of Donald Trump's response to this, considering in contrast to us here in New Zealand, we have a very low number of cases and deaths, and we now enjoy relative more normality compared to the United States. Does that cross your mind in a bit, the coronavirus response, while you made your decision to vote for Donald Trump?
Yes. So I won't defend how President Trump has handled the coronavirus. I think that he has done a pretty bad job, and I think that might weigh on him as he seeks re-election in a week. But I also do think that because of America's more decentralized, like federalist system, that the federal government actually doesn't have enough much power to do to take much action as they might do in New Zealand, because a lot of the coronavirus response in the U.S. is handled by state governments.
Right. And what about Joe Biden? What do you think of him?
I think he's a decent guy, but I disagree with him on a lot of policy issues.
What policies do you disagree on?
I don't agree with his policies on abortion, which is a big thing. And also, I don't support a lot of... I think that he will adopt a lot of the tax proposals or spending proposals of the more progressive faction of the Democratic Party, which I'm not a fan of either. Taxes could be a bit higher than the old Republican Party wants it, and I do think that spending could be a bit higher as well. But I just don't support the fully progressive agenda of the more left wing of the Democratic Party.
May I ask why not?
As a conservative, one of the main values of being conservative is focus on limited government and personal responsibility, and I think that too much government spending, I think, goes against that ideal.
Is that including Obamacare?
So Obamacare is where I disagree with a lot of conservatives. I do think that I used to be against Obamacare. Now, seeing the coronavirus pandemic and how a lot of people have lost their insurance because of the loss of the jobs, I think that Obamacare should probably stay.
Right. What about race relations? This is quite a big issue on President Trump's administration, especially for the past year. Does race relations play into any of your decision making on how you vote?
Yeah, so again, I think that President Trump has been pretty bad when it comes to racial issues, and so I would encourage him to seek more racial reconciliation in if he wins re-election. But that issue is not really swinging my vote either way.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.